大家好，欢迎收听今天的早安英文，我是卡拉。
I'm Peter, what's going on everybody? I'll be your foreign host today for the Morning English Podcast.
Hi Peter, welcome to the show. And wow, you look dashingly handsome today.
Really? I don't buy it.
I'm sorry, you don't buy what?
right, okay, I don't buy it. It actually means I don't believe it.
Oh, I see. Interesting. 所以刚刚 Peter 讲 I don't buy it 是想表达我不相信 And that's our topic for today, right?
Absolutely.
那今天呢节目的一开始还是提醒大家啊，你可以到微信搜索早安英文回复笔记两个字来获取我们音频对应的文字版本然后再来听我们的节目学习效果会更加的好 OK, could you give us another example?
Absolutely. So you could sayI don't buy it when you hear something that you really don't believe. Like, for example, you won the $1 million lottery. I don't buy it.
你说你中了100万乐透，我才不相信呢。
Or he said he didn't do it, but I don't buy it.
他说他没做那个事情，但是我才不相信。But I'm curious where this phrase comes from.
So this phrase comes from a popular way of getting an agreement, which is buy in.In this statement, buy in is getting agreement. So, therefore, if you don't buy it, then you are not agreeing. So, that's where the phrase comes from.
所以它来自短语 buy in. 这个短语其实字面意思大家应该能猜出来，就是买进、入股。那么在 buy in 之前呢，首先得达成协议，双方同意嘛。所以后来 I don't buy it 就被人们用来表示说我不同意，我不相信了。
Mm-hmm. And that kind of evolved to, yeah, I don't buy it. So there's some other idioms about money that I want to share with you guys. One common idiom is called to break the bank.
Like rob the bank?
No, not exactly. It means something costs too much money or to use all of one's money.Usually used in the negative.
所以就是破产。比如说，花钱买了一个很贵的东西，花掉你所有的钱，我们就可以用break the bank.
Mm-hmm. For example, I know the car is expensive, but it's not going to break the bank.
这个短语呢，通常用于这种否定形式啊，就是说我知道那个车很贵，但是呢，不会让你破产的，不会让你就是花掉所有的钱。
Another common idiom referring to money is called.A dime a dozen. So this means that someone or something is common or easy to come by.
是讲成 something is a dime a dozen, 是吧？
A
dime 是一毛钱、mm-hmm. a dozen 是一打十二个、所以就说什么东西一毛钱一打就是不值钱不稀罕到处都是。
Yeah, so it makes sense, right? So, for example, don't worry, Kara, you'll find a new boyfriend. Nice guys are a dime a dozen these days.
I highly doubt that.
I mean, just from my personal opinion, I know a lot of nice guys, so.
所以刚刚那句话意思就是说不要担心卡拉你会找到一个新男朋友的。现在啊这好男生到处都是呢不难找。
Another common idiom referring to money is called to feel like $1 million. This means to feel great or feel wonderful. So, for example,I recovered from my illness, and now I feel like $1 million.
大家可以想一下 ,feel like $1 million, 感觉我像有100万,那可不开心了嘛。所以就是感觉非常的好,感觉非常开心。所以说我刚刚就是大病初愈,所以我觉得非常开心,就可以这么讲。
Money doesn't grow on trees. That means that money is limited. So, for example, I'm sorry, Sam, but I can't buy you the new video game.Money doesn't grow on trees in this house.
非常有意思啊。所以英文当然就是讲说钱不会从树上长出来。但是你知道在中文里面我们会讲说钱不会从天上掉下来。就是说 money doesn't fall from the sky.
That's a good one too.
对其实是一样的就是说钱不会无缘无故的生出来。所以就说钱不好赚的意思钱并不是什么能轻易拿来的东西。所以呢刚刚那个例句啊就是说不好意思 Sam, 我不能给你买这个 video game, 因为我钱也不好赚啊对不对
Yeah, like, Kara, you have to get a new job because money doesn't grow on trees.
对,你不能这样每天待在家,不去工作,钱又不会从天上掉下来。
Do you know what a penny pincher is?
Penny pincher, I happen to know this one. 就是说一个人啊,如果说他把那个钱紧紧的攥在这个手里,就是形容非常的小气,非常 cheap, right?
Yep, exactly, very cheap. Means, yeah, someone is very conscious about money and watches what he spends. So, for example...He always brings his own lunch since he is the biggest penny pincher I know.
好惨哦，就说他是我认识的最小气的人，他每天午饭都得自己带。
Right, so instead of going out to eat, he brings his own lunch so he can save money.
Okay.
The last phrase I want to tell you about is called to pick up the tab. So this will be very useful when you guys are, you know, out in the club or a bar or even at lunch. Means to pay the bill. So, for example, to boost morale, the boss picked up the tab for everybody's lunch.
这个 tab 其实在这里其实就是那个账单嘛，就是 the bill 是吧
？Exactly.
Pick up 就是拿起来，所以拿起这个账单是干嘛呢？当然就是 pay for the bill， 就付钱嘛，对不对
？Exactly.
所以这个短语呢就是付钱的意思啊。比如说这个老板他为了 boost morale 是吗？ Mm-hmm. 提高士气，所以呢他就给所有人付了这个午餐钱。
Mm-hmm. It's a nice gesture to pick up someone's tab, or hey, bro, I'm kind of short on cash. Can you pick up my tab today? So I could use it like that. So that's a bunch of new idioms referring to money. And just to recap, I don't buy it.
这个呢，其实现在我们用它的话和钱已经没有什么太大关系了，就是 I don't believe it.
Break the bank.
破产。
Pick up the tab.
就是非常非常大气的付钱。
Penny pincher.
小气鬼。
Dime a dozen.
就是一毛钱一打，到处都是，不稀罕。
Money doesn't grow on trees.
钱不会从天上掉下来的。
Actually, you can say, you don't just have to say money, you can say, you know, other things like,
对。
I don't know, video games don't grow on the trees. If you really want a video game, but it's very limited.You can say really anything that's limited.
对，就是这个 money 可以替换成其他的词，你可以讲 something doesn't grow on trees，就说什么东西不会无缘无故的来，你要通过自己的努力啊，或者说要费一些心思才能得到。好，我们今天的节目呢，就和大家分享到这里了。大家别忘了去这个微信，是去微信搜索早安英文，回复笔记，来获取我们本期节目的知识要点。
Okay, great. So that's all for today. Hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. And I'll catch you guys next time on the Morning English Podcast.
我们下期节目再见，拜拜。
See ya.